This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the power of coming full circle. So recently, we discussed what's possible when we choose to shift our thoughts and words. We talked about the wealthy woman whom the prophet Elijah would come to know. Now, recall when Elijah prophesied over this woman's life and told her that she would have a son the following year, she begged Elijah not to lie to her. In other words, it was, "Elijah, don't get my hopes up," is what she was essentially saying to him. As she would talk to him, she trembled with fear. Now, fast forward several years later, this woman was no longer trembling with fear. She had become the faithful matriarch and rock of her home. And when her only son died in her arms, she rose to the occasion as her faith told her not to claim his death. As you read the passage, you even sense that her tone and posture had changed. This woman had come full circle. She had mastered how to move from a place of fear to one of faith. So now I ask you, what situation in your life is it time for you to come full circle with? Where do you need to rise up to the occasion and let your faith replace your fears? And as you think about that, remember these words. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. 1 Corinthians 13:11. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, press on until you come full circle.